Tourism under Trump, no promotion for LGBTQ travelers. The U.S. travel and tourism industry, with its many members in the LGBTQ+ community, just got a taste of expected changes under a government run by a conservative Republican leadership under President Trump. Only 10 years, Florida, and specifically Fort Lauderdale, invested in welcoming LGBTQ travelers with open arms. Special sections of the state's and regional tourism office websites catered specifically to this community and made Florida one of the most popular destinations that are bringing billions of dollars into the local economy. It appears Republican governor and Trump supporter Ron DeSantis wants to change this. On May 17, on the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis enacted a series of laws aimed at the LGBTQ community. These laws encompass limitations on transgender health care, the inclusion of LGBTQ identities in school curricula, regulations on transgender bathroom usage, and the regulation of drag performances within the state. At the same, it appears in quietly the state stopped promoting tourism to LGBTQ travelers. This only became obvious in the last few days. References to LGBTQ travelers were deleted from the state of Florida tourism websites, indicating the Republican government is on a collision course with the LGBTQ+ community. LGBTQ visitors are worried if they are still welcome in Florida and the United States. Fort Lauderdale founded IGLTA, International Gay and Lesbian Transgender Tourism Association. Recent research shows that over 80% of LGBTQ+ travelers from the U.S. view Florida as somewhat or very unwelcoming. Removing resources that specifically address the needs and concerns of LGBTQ+ travelers could further deter this vital market segment. John Tarzella, founder and head of IGLTA, posted on his LinkedIn today, "We also want to reiterate that IGLTA has many member businesses and destinations throughout Florida that value inclusion. We will always support them in their efforts to make LGBTQ+ travelers feel welcome and safe." The IGLTA Foundation recently released a report titled State Policy Impact on LGBTQ+ Tourism, which underscores the economic impact of LGBTQ+ travelers. Equality for all, including LGBTQ, is an important point and is now an issue the Florida travel and tourism industry leaders should take a serious look at. Key West, Fort Lauderdale, Wilton Manors, and St. Petersburg are some of the prominent cities in Florida that have historically attracted LGBTQ+ tourists. However, it was unexpected for travelers to discover this week that Florida's tourism marketing agency discreetly eliminated the LGBTQ travel section from its website within the last few months. iturbonews.com. "It's just disgusting to see this," said Keith Blackburn, who heads the Greater Fort Lauderdale LGBT Chamber of Commerce. "They seem to want to erase us." NBC News initially reported the modification made to Visit Florida's website, highlighting that although the section was removed, a search query still generates results for LGBTQ+ friendly establishments. Visit Florida has been acting like totalitarian governments do, with no responses. Florida is highly sought after by tourists, making it a top destination in the United States. It boasts a thriving tourism sector, which is one of its major economic drivers. In the year 2023 alone, Florida welcomed a staggering 141 million visitors, and out-of-state tourists made a significant contribution of over $102 billion to the state's economy. Erased from the tourism website was a reference that said, "There's a sense of freedom to Florida's beaches, the warm weather and the myriad activities, a draw for people of all orientations, but especially appealing to a gay community looking for a sense of belonging and acceptance." In the past year, a travel advisory was released for Florida by multiple civil rights organizations. The advisory highlighted concerns about the policies supported by DeSantis and Florida legislators, which were described as displaying clear hostility towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ+ individuals. Florida cities still have a significant level of inclusivity, featuring gay elected officials and LGBTQ+ owned businesses. Visitors need to recognize that these cities do not necessarily align with the policies established by the state government.